Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And you're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. This morning, we get a visit from travel writer Bill Cleveland. Bill on the road. Well, he has been traveling through small town Illinois, and he joins us now. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Megan. How you doing?
I love the Great River Road. It is one of our favorite places, so I'm really curious where you stopped along the way.
Yeah, I did all kinds of stuff throughout the Illinois, including the Great River Road. Like you mentioned, you know, I went to Alton, which, you know, it's such a close drive from St. Louis. People, I think, sometimes forget we've got all these great places that are so close to St. Louis. Spent some time there in Alton, you know, found the world's tallest man, Robert Wadlow. They got the really cool statue, and actually went over to his gravesite there in Alton. You can sit in the replica of his chair, gigantic chair. I don't know if you've done that over there in Alton. That's kind of fun. Lots of great restaurants and all sorts of cool things. And made my way up to Grafton, Illinois. They have the only alpine coaster in the state of Illinois. This is a video that I have on the Bill on the Road Facebook page that's now been seen by over, I think it's over 120,000 people. Who would have thought me on the alpine coaster? But lots of fun if you've never done one of those. Made my way up to Quincy. Such a beautiful town. This is just a couple hours north of St. Louis, kind of across the river from Hannibal up there. Incredible, incredible historic mansions all throughout Quincy, primarily on Main Street, spelled like the state, Main Street. I also have a video at BillOnTheRoad.com. Folks can see where I go in and tour some of these incredible historic mansions. I can't stress that enough. They're so beautiful, and so many of them in this little small river town.
I love that the owners let you go through them.
Yeah, I had one lady commented they check all the silver when you left, but I didn't take anything. But yeah, they were very nice to let me in and to take the tour, and folks can kind of, and it's neat to see how other people live, especially when you see these gigantic, beautiful homes. So that was a lot of fun. I also went to some really cool tiny towns in Illinois. I found a place called Arcola, which is the birthplace of Raggedy Ann. That was sort of an interesting thing. They've got the cool little Raggedy Ann statues there in town, and a couple of cool murals, but fun little tiny town. There's a place called Arthur, I discovered, neat little Amish town. Both of those are near the Champaign, Illinois region. Then I stumbled on a place called Atlanta, Illinois, which is on Route 66, and I had never been there before, and it's home to the American Giants Museum. And basically what they've done is they've taken some of those gigantic giants you've probably seen in front of, you know, a muffler shop or whatever, and they've restored them, and they're really cool. You can go through the museum and see a handful of them around town.
Well, I'm very familiar with the Arcola, Arthur area. I have family in that region, so was over in that area a lot. It is a lot of neat stuff. Now, I understand that you spent some time in an Illinois town that claims to be the birthplace of Monopoly.
Yes. So there's a town called Macomb, Illinois.
I'm familiar with Macomb. Yeah.
Okay. So Macomb was home to a woman named Lizzie McGee. That's where She was born and raised, and she invented what was called the Landlord's Game way back when. And the story, it's a little, you know, the details are a little murky. I've heard a couple different versions, but essentially somebody ripped off this Landlord's Game that she did, or altered it or changed it or whatever. And they ended up selling it to Parker Brothers as Monopoly. Ah. And so they claim that they are the birthplace of Monopoly, which when you look at her version, her Landlord's Game, it's very, very, very similar. And so so what the heck? We'll give her credit. But what's really cool in Macomb now, they have the largest Monopoly game in the world. And it's really neat. It's all based on an app. You download this app and then you play Monopoly essentially on the town square. So they've got like the, you know, do not pass go on the concrete and the, you know, got to go to jail sign. And there's a little jail you go in and it's interactive and you're playing games and there's videos and history. And it's really, really neat. And so that's in Macomb, Illinois. And I have to mention two other quick spots that I went to. Springfield, just a couple of hours, of course, from St. Louis. If you've never done the Lincoln history there, going through his house, seeing the Lincoln tomb, some cool Route 66 history in town. And then if you're a fan of movies and film, Champaign, Illinois, you mentioned you're familiar with that area. Hometown of Roger Ebert. I had no idea. Yeah, and right there in front of the Virginia Theater is this cool statue of Robert Ebert. He's sitting there on a bench. You can sit right next to him and take a photo. And he's got his thumbs up, of course, the trademark there that he did with Gene Siskel for many years, two thumbs up. And apparently that's where he watched films when he was a kid. And so kind of cool to see that in Champaign. But, yeah, so many great small towns around Illinois. And I've got the whole list at billontheroad.com if folks want to check them out.
Bill, thank you so much. Yeah, I saw your coaster video on Facebook, I believe. So
apparently everybody did.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I haven't done it yet. We need to do that this summer.
You should do it. It's a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun. Cool place over there in Grafton.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. That is Bill Cleveland. BillOnTheRoad.com if you want more information on the places that he's traveled in small town Illinois.